I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Cancer mortality rates in African American men have been about 38% higher than rates for white men over the last 20 years. To talk about the latest research related to these cancer disparities in South Carolina is Dr. Marvella Ford. She's a professor in the Department of Public Health Sciences, and she's Associate Director of Population Sciences and Cancer Disparities at Hollings Cancer Center at MUSC. Dr. Ford, give us an overview of cancer disparities in South Carolina specifically related to African American men.
So there's good news and bad news. The good news is that the cancer death rates are decreasing for both African American men and white men. The bad news is that the rates are not decreasing as quickly for African American men, which means that there's a gap in cancer mortality rates, with African American men having a significantly higher cancer mortality rate than white men. And at the Hollings Cancer Center, our mission is to close that gap.
What research has recently been released related to these figures?
The MUSC Hollings Cancer Center recently partnered with the Department of Health and Environmental Control, the South Carolina Cancer Alliance, and the University of South Carolina, among other groups, to produce the first report in South Carolina focusing on the cancer-related health of African American men. And this report is available on the website of the South Carolina Cancer Alliance. What makes this report unique is that we don't just discuss data, we discuss specific interventions that can be used to help to reduce the disparities in African American men with cancer. We also have now a task force that is currently working to develop a series of interventions that will be implemented across the state.
Dr. Ford, do we know why these disparities exist?
Yes. So the causes of the disparities are multifactorial, including social factors, behavioral factors, biological factors, and psychological factors.
And what can we do to improve these numbers in our state?
So what we're doing at the MUSC Hollings Cancer Center is we have developed a multi-pronged approach. So we have activities related to cancer screening. We have a Movin' Up statewide train the trainer program. We've partnered with the African Methodist Episcopal Church of South Carolina in the 7th District. We go out at least monthly to the churches. We disseminate information. We have a 4.5-hour training session.
Part of what you're talking about is educating people in our state to get screening for cancer?
Absolutely. Screening is critically important in cancer early detection. The earlier cancer is detected, the more favorable the outcomes.
What else can be done as far as these specific cancer disparities for African-American men?
So many of the risk factors are in our hands as well. Factors like physical activity, exercising at least 30 minutes a day for at least 5 days a week. Those are the minimum guidelines from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And they've shown not only to reduce cancer risk, but also the risk of cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and other chronic conditions. Limiting alcohol intake. Also, eating a healthy diet, eating fruits and vegetables. In addition, not smoking is very important in reducing cancer risk, either stopping or not starting at all. So there are a lot of things that we can do ourselves to reduce our own cancer risk.
Dr. Ford, thanks for this information about cancer disparities.
Thank you.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.